may not even realize how often you're apologizing. And today, we take a look at our habit of over-apologizing and dig deep into why we do it. Over-apologizing is wrapped up in perfectionism, shame, and people-pleasing, and it's time to let it go unapologetically as we stand secure in who we are, worthy and loved. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome back to Girl on a Hill. I am excited. I have Crystal back with me today.
Hi.
Yay. Now, it feels probably to you guys at home that, like, I've been with Crystal this whole summer. Like, no, we did that in a day.
Right. So it's been a while.
I'm excited. It's just different.
And we're back in our room.
Yes.
Freshly painted. Looks good. Thank you.
No more garage.
There was nothing. I had a cat in the garage. That is. I mean, honestly, I was good in
my
the garage.
My cats are at home. This is the last episode of the Letting Go series.
Okay.
It's been a good summer of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one's, another sucker punch. So here we go.
It is. I started the day off today with this.
Yes. Now, people might hear me say, oh, we're letting go of apology today. And they're like, well, I'm going to turn the podcast off. I don't know. But hear me
Please
out.
Please listen.
Yes. What we're talking about is not letting go of apologizing when you've done something wrong.
Right.
Or hurt somebody's feelings.
Please continue.
Yes, like that's what that is a genuine skill we need more of.
I was like, or do if you're not doing it.
Yes. We 100%, if we've wronged someone, definitely need to admit it. Own up to it. Mm-hmm. We're bad at that. But today we're talking about dropping that habit of apologizing for all the stuff you do not need to be sorry about.
Right.
Yes. Now, we're apologizing for things like taking up space, being human, being normal.
Yep, I've done all those.
Oh, yeah, same.
Oh,
probably
wait, I
today.
Do all of those.
Mm-hmm. We need to start asking ourselves the why question. Mm-hmm. I'm always interested in that why. What is underneath this dumb thing that nearly every woman does?
Yeah.
It's a big problem. We're going to get to it. It's like the trifecta behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm. So I think it's become such a huge part of our vernacular because we don't notice we're doing it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And we certainly don't notice how often.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes. It's just so regular. It just comes out. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So I first noticed this problem in myself a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming home from a walk and I noticed my flower beds. And my first thought should have been, oh, I have some really pretty plants in my yard. But my actual thought was, I have friends coming over this weekend. I'm going to need to apologize to them for the state of my yard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. And I think I wrote as I'm doing this, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did apologize to you when you came over. Like, oh, sorry, I haven't taken care of the weeds.
Uh-huh.
That's stupid.
It is.
It is stupid.
It is 100%.
And, it feels like lunacy, but I know everyone out there understands.
See, and like my realization also was a few years ago, and it was actually an employee at work that they're like, oh, no, you need to not use this word. And I was like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't even tell you how many emails that I would start with an apology for it being late or taking too long to respond. And because this one person had pointed it out, I was like, I don't. I backspace all of those because it puts you not in a good spot. Like,
oh, yeah, we will get there. It does. It takes away your power. It's wrong.
Yeah. So I appreciate that from that person. Thank you.
Yes. If you see it, a woman did this to me as I was in the middle of studying for this and she was just like floored at me, like, you don't need to. I wanted to be like, I'm actually writing a podcast. I'm like, she wouldn't have been a listener. So
you never know.
Wasn't coming off like an expert. But yes. To the lady at Mopop. Thank you. But we do this all the time. I put other examples that people at home might not along with. We apologize when we're approaching a receptionist or a cashier who's doing something else, but it's actually their job to help us.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, I'm sorry to bother you, but could you please help me?
Uh-huh.
Like, nope, don't need to do that. That's their job to help you. Just yesterday, somebody had asked me to do something
on a day where I'd had plans for months. And my first inclination was to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. No. Nope. Don't need to apologize for already having plans. David came home unexpectedly from work the night I'd started to write this podcast. And I told him had I not been writing the podcast, I would have apologized that dinner wasn't one of his favorites. The kids and I normally eat things he doesn't love the most on nights he's not going to be home. Didn't know he was going to be home. Right. And I would have apologized. Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't your favorite. That's dumb.
He's just happy to have food.
Exactly. True that. I've had friends apologize for not having makeup on. I've had friends apologize for having a stain on their shirt. Strangers have apologized for their child waving at me in the grocery store.
Really? Waving?
Just the little adorable kid, like waving me, like, oh, I'm so sorry. They're adorable.
Yeah. Huh.
No. Last week, a woman literally apologized to me for stepping off an elevator I was waiting to get on. It sounds ridiculous, but we've all been that woman.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been that woman.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's just our first response. Studies show, I thought this was really interesting, the average person apologizes 8 to 10 times a day.
Does it take into account maybe gender roles?
You know, I have a feeling every article I read said this is a woman's issue. Men struggle with this much less.
I can think of one man in the last, like, couple of years that I noticed it in. And I think I noticed it in them because it was a little bit more unusual for a male to do that.
Yeah. This is, I know we have male listeners, but ladies, this one's. But even that 8 to 10 times, that adds up to roughly 3,000 apologies a year. Right? Like, that's a lot.
We haven't done, okay, let's hope we haven't done 3,000 like, serious
intentionally hurting someone's feelings.
We need to go apologize for. I apologize, like, if I've kicked something on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an inanimate object.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, like.
Oh, yes. You want a definition?
Yeah.
It's coming.
Okay. Punch me. Sucker punch me, Becky.
This isn't too bad. Well, one of them is. Okay, this is the definition of over-apologizing, which is what I'm calling today.
Yes.
Over-apologizing. Again, please apologize if you've hurt someone.
Yes.
Please. Childmind.org says this. Apologizing too often or when there's no actual reason to do so. So that one's real straightforward. Like, that doesn't hurt. This one does. This is from Brides.com.
Really?
Brides.com. Okay. Apologies said out of a sense of duty or awkwardness. To stop someone from getting angry or to hide the fact that we're angry ourselves.
I like the awkwardness in that because I'm picturing the lady getting off the elevator.
Yeah.
Like, you took up space as you are in your full right to do. You are a lovely person.
Yes. She was more than welcome to be on the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now these are traits today. Like I said, these have bounced back and forth between inspirational and you don't want to be this person.
Okay.
Today, you don't want to be this person.
Let's check the marks off, unfortunately. I'm going to hang my head in shame and apologize.
Funny that you said shame because that's a big thing behind this. But anyway, these are traits of someone who over-apologizes. Okay. A low self-worth. Now, I put here, it's just a general and sincere belief that you really aren't important or that you're certainly less important than other people. This is the person who always yields, gives up their turn, cuts their experience short. That one's me. Always concerned with what other people think. Even people you don't know. Even people you don't like.
We'd like to think that that's not us, but check.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I'm on check.
Yeah. Goes with the flow dictated by others.
Check.
This includes not being assertive. And not voicing your preference. We're going to get into the assertive bit a little more later. Struggles with boundaries.
This inspirational list is not inspiring right now.
Has difficulty saying no. Aggressively avoids conflict. Yep.
That's fair. That is a fair word.
I will avoid you for time and all eternity. Goes along with being or feeling hurt to avoid the conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Craves praise and approval.
I'd like to say that's a no, but we're going to go with a check mark.
Even this next one where I added a little something extra. Crumples when not given the approval, even by strangers, even by people you don't like. Where I put this, even an addendum to that, a rude stranger can wreck your day. I have been there. Why do I care what the grumpy man at Winco? Why? And self-care is not a priority.
Nope. Check mark, unfortunately.
Okay, so we're doing great.
Keep listening. Becca does a lot of research. She's going to bring this around.
I've got tips.
It's going to. That's the thing. Yeah. Is what I've really appreciated in all these podcasts. Like when you were talking about switching women's ministry over to a podcast, I was kind of like, I'm not quite sure how that's really going to work, but I'm going to go with the flow. And I was not upset. There was I'm just like, all right, let's see how this goes. I have to say that listening and participating in these podcasts have probably changed and grown me
more than anything.
Way more than any like big group Bible study kinds of things have.
Oh yeah, David and I were talking about that the other day. This has been the most effective form. Yeah.
Thank you for starting this. I am definitely.
I hope you at home are getting something. Do you want to know how we got here? Because this list is ugly.
Yeah. I already know some of how I've got here because this is a topic that, like we just discussed right prior to starting, that we have noticed and have been working on, but you're going to.
It's just like the trifecta of everything. It's like the buildup. Like God knew we needed to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd we get here?
Perfectionism.
Oh,
is the first one. Mm-hmm. So an apology implies two things. I did something wrong. Mm-hmm. I wronged someone else. Mm-hmm. So I stopped to think about my impulse to apologize for having weeds in my flower beds. Right. And in that case, the wrong
You weren't perfect.
My yard wasn't perfect. My flower beds are never going to be on Pinterest. Mm-mm. Never. And that was my crime. And I needed to apologize to my friends because they would learn I'm not capable of doing everything perfectly.
You live in this beautiful area that just beautiful in its own. Adding flowers, like you said, beauty. But that's not how we think of it.
No. We
focus on the, could have even been like five weeds. It may not have even been much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so true. I mean, and this is everything. I thought about all of the things we over apologize for. I'm sorry the cookies are browner than usual. I think you said that when you sat down today.
I may
sorry
have. To call you out.
Sorry I didn't vacuum before you came over. I'm sorry my kids are still in their pajamas. Sorry that all I had time to make for dinner tonight was sandwiches. And I could keep going forever. All of those things. Are we under the assumption that we have to be perfect all the time about everything?
Yes.
That we have to please everybody? And I put that the slightest leaning towards being a regular person requires an apology.
Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, we're happy to go to somebody's house and their kids are still in their pajamas.
Oh, yeah. It makes us feel so good.
We're happy to eat a sandwich for dinner because they're delicious.
Yeah.
And
I didn't have to make it.
Right.
I don't have to clean it up. Yeah.
Like if we can just try to remember those lines, I know you're going to give us some tips.
But I will.
Yeah.
Now, this leads me to my next how did we get here? And it's shame. So we're just hitting all of them. Perfectionism, shame.
I know your name.
Here, I mean, and this one's quick and dirty because, I mean, it's just so ugly. It is. Truth. So apologizing for not being perfect, rooted in embarrassment, which is rooted in pride, which is rooted in the fear of not being enough, which is textbook definition of shame.
Holy cow, Becky. Really?
Right?
Can you repeat that one more time? We need to hear this one more
time. As I was typing it out, it was like, oh, this makes so much sense.
This hurts. One more time.
Apologizing for not being perfect is rooted in embarrassment, which is rooted in pride, which is rooted in the fear of not being enough, which is the textbook definition of shame.
Man.
Yeah. It's real.
Okay.
And that, I mean, I've said this before, not enough has stolen so much of my life.
I got a little tear in my eye. That's that amazing.
Thank you.
And not in a good way.
No, not in a good way. In a holy cow, my rabbit hole is so deep.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have to understand these or we can't make any changes. We can do small changes like I did on emails.
Yeah.
But I want to change on a much bigger scale.
We can change the behavior. We can maybe stop saying I'm sorry so much, but if we're not getting to our heart issues, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
So, if you're apologizing for things like having a shifting capacity, for being overwhelmed, for being sad, mm-hmm. for needing time to figure out your next steps.
For being human, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. You're apologizing out of shame.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, which brings me to my next fun one.
I don't know if I can handle another fun one here. Oh, my.
Guilt.
Oh. This is a good one. All right, let's.
Now, I still think we need to do a whole episode on guilt sometime.
I'm going to brace myself for the
guilt.
It's
not coming today. This is short.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to break this one down just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me another rabbit hole.
Two of the three most common reasons given for over-apologizing are guilt-related.
Uh-huh.
False guilt
uh-huh.
and carried guilt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, false guilt is when we feel sorry for something we shouldn't feel sorry for. Mm-hmm. Kind of talked about that. Carried guilt is when we feel guilt for someone else's behavior who doesn't feel guilt.
Oh,
mm-hmm. okay. Now, I put here, you know, if Sydney and Jolene were here, they've both done this
yeah.
to me. And I've done it, especially when my kids were little. It's a big problem, especially for moms, because how many of us have had a mom apologize for their baby making a noise?
Uh-huh. Like
the baby's not doing anything wrong. It's being a baby.
Right. You and we actually enjoy those noises. Yeah,
it's cute. Like, you don't need to apologize.
Yeah.
Or for your toddler waving at the store, there being a toddler.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to apologize for
and
that.
And adorable.
Yes.
I want the kids to wave at me. I wave at them.
I know. Makes me happy.
I hope I'm not the creepy grown-up.
I know that there always is a line, like, am I allowed to say hi back to you? Okay. See, we're carrying out. We're going to do a whole guilt episode one day. No, it's good.
Oh, do you see what I just did?
Oh, snap. Man, see, we don't notice. It just comes out. Okay. I got two big ones.
I'll stop talking.
No. People pleasing.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You knew that was coming.
That's on my rabbit hole here.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the rabbit hole of my life.
Which I thought I didn't struggle okay, with.
Okay, Crystal, I even wrote down that this quote is gut-punching and people needed to brace themselves.
Okay, I'm
sorry, you ready? Okay. This one hurt to type. This is from Jocelyn Hampshire. So thanks out there, Miss Hampshire.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
With people-pleasing, over-apologizing is motivated by trying to manage the other person's emotions and make them feel better. Even if you weren't the one to cause harm because you're uncomfortable when other people aren't happy.
I have done this so mm-hmm. many times.
And this is so true. I am ridiculously uncomfortable when someone else isn't happy. And so I will say or do whatever it is to make you stop being fussy. Mm-hmm. Even if it means apologizing for something I didn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big issue. I didn't realize this was rooted in people-pleasing until I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what this is. I don't want you to be upset. So I care so much about what other people think that I will say anything to keep you happy, and I will make myself smaller uh-huh. by over-apologizing so that you won't have any bad feelings towards me.
Uh-huh.
Which leads me to my last one. Uh-huh. We hate conflict.
Yeah.
And we overuse sorry mm-hmm. to, yes, keep everyone around us happy. But I think the real motivator underneath that is so that they won't be mad at us. Mm. Mm-hmm. Which is me. And that can also be a trauma response.
Yeah.
Oh, and to go along with that, I added this one in because I found this today and I was like, this is empowering. Women need to hear this. To go along with hating conflict, I also put we're afraid of being assertive.
Okay, yeah.
Which is having confidence in saying what you mean.
Right.
The word assertive has a very bad rap.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Time.com said this. Man. Sorry is a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
A tyrannical lady crutch. It's a space filler, a hedge, a way to politely ask for something without offending, to appear soft while making a demand. It falls in the same category as, I hate to ask, or I know this is a stupid question, mm-hmm. or another version of no offense, but, or ending your statements with a question. Sorry is a ritualized form meaning something like, I hope this is okay with you.
Oh.
We're using it as a softening agent, too scared to say something direct, not wanting to appear bossy or aggressive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can be at work and you can be assertive in certain ways because maybe that's your position
right.
or maybe in your home.
Right.
You know, you can have... You know, you're assertive over your family. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to be best. But when we're not in those situations, mm-hmm. this is exactly what we go to.
Mm-hmm. Even when they're perfectly reasonable, polite, normal requests.
Right.
We feel like we have to demur ourselves back. Oh, I'm so sorry, but stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. You want some truth?
Yeah, because all I'm thinking of all the silly things I've apologized for in the last, like...
20 minutes? Yeah.
Well, probably 24 hours because I live by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I do want some.
I do. Yes. It hurts. And this is the first one, and you kind of said this too. You said it kind of casts you in not the best light.
Yeah.
And over-apologizing, here's my first one, reflects your insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a truth plus a reason we might be here.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologistmayhack.com said over-apologizing might originate from feeling inadequate and unworthy.
Right.
And then psychotherapist Beverly Engel says, you may think you're displaying yourself as a nice and caring person, but you're actually sending the message that you lack confidence and are ineffectual. Mm. And she went on to say it can even give a certain kind of person permission to treat you poorly or even abuse you.
Terrible.
It is.
And I know I've mentioned this before because it just really, really stood out to me. One time we were in a group of what I would have considered just like really wonderful people who I felt had a lot of their life together. Mm-hmm. And the question had come up, do you feel like you're enough? And every single mm-hmm. person in that group was like, no. And these are people that I would have said, you know, you would look up to like, oh man, yeah, they've got this down in their career and this down in their family mm-hmm. and this down with whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to give any more reason for people to treat us poorly uh-uh. because unfortunately people are treat other people mm-hmm. poorly anyway.
Yeah.
You are enough.
You are.
We are enough.
Mm-hmm. And when we project or projecting mm-hmm. this insecurity and our low self-esteem, but not only does it reflect that low self-esteem, it can actually lower your self-esteem. It manifests. So when you're apologizing, see, I gave a lot of examples of things. I've done all of these. Mm-hmm. These are from Becky's life. Mm-hmm. When apologizing for non-wrongs like sneezing, mm-hmm. standing in close proximity to someone in a crowded space, or mm-hmm. using the fountain drink machine at McDonald's when someone is behind you. All of those things have an undercurrent of, I'm not worth as much as this other person. And that sounds harsh, but I want to break down those three examples. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, apologizing for sneezing is saying, I'm sorry for bothering you with my noise mm-hmm. or disturbing your peace or causing you to turn around and look at me. When it's a bodily function I can't control.
Right.
But that's essentially what I'm apologizing for. I'm sorry I disturbed you for 2.5 seconds.
Right.
Now, apologizing for, let's say, touching elbows with someone in a crowded place like watching fireworks at Disneyland. Uh-huh. Me, you're going to be touching somebody.
Uh-huh.
Means I'm saying, I'm sorry I'm taking up space and enjoying this experience that I paid for. Right. I don't deserve the room, but you do. Is what I'm saying there.
That hurts.
Mm-hmm. Because I've done that many times.
Oh, I can't even count.
You touch somebody. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm a big girl, so mm-hmm. unfortunately, like...
Well, there's just no space there for anybody. Yeah.
No,
but
no, there's no space
there. But that's what I'm saying. You know, you deserve to be here and enjoy this, but I don't. Sorry.
That hurts my heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, same with the soda fountain. I did this on our trip.
Uh-huh.
I feel massively uncomfortable filling up my soda cup when someone is behind me, uh-huh. filled with horror that I'm inconveniencing them by causing them to wait the 7 seconds,
uh-huh.
meaning they deserve to fill their drink, but I don't. Their time and money is worth more than mine.
We have to stop this.
We have to.
This is craziness.
I know. I mean, and just dig into whatever silly thing you've apologized for. That undercurrent is there.
Oh, 100%.
It's there. Like, what does it really mean? What are you actually saying?
We have so much value.
It's just
we are daughters of the king and we do not live like it.
No. You are worth 7 seconds and you are worth elbow room.
Yeah.
Like these silly things. Psych Central said, when someone has low self-esteem, they may feel they're taking up too much space, asking too much, or being disruptive.
Yeah.
In this case, they often apologize profusely as they feel they aren't worthy of time, space, or attention. You are.
Yeah.
You are worthy of time, space, and attention. I don't know why we live like we're not. And here's another truth. This is actually detrimental to your close relationships.
I don't know if I can handle another one, Becky.
I promise we're almost done.
No, you know what? You got to hit us with the truth. Because right. if we're not hit with the truth, then how can't are we going to change?
So true. Okay. Now, it's unnecessary and it's silly when you're apologizing to the stranger grabbing for a can of green beans at the store when they also want the green beans at the same time. Mm-hmm. Also a situation I've been in.
When there's multiple cans of green beans.
Right. Now, that is just silly. I mean, we can just write that off. But when you're doing this with a close relationship,
okay,
like a good friend, family member, romantic partner, whatever, mm-hmm. it's actually very detrimental. When you're constantly apologizing, the other person kind of ends up with this burden of feeling like they constantly have to reassure you or be over the top with affirmations that a grown-up person shouldn't need.
Right.
And if you want to think about it this way, you're also sort of casting your partner or friend or family member in a controlling light. Uh-huh. Like they're this person you need to walk on eggshells with or someone given to outbursts for you not buying Pringles they didn't ask for or the movie you wanted to watch not being on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's not streaming.
Right. Because you have control. Mm-hmm. Of that.
And that makes it sound like you're afraid they're going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're casting them in this negative light or they feel like I have to constantly bolster you mm-hmm. and make sure you're fine all the time. It's a burden.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I see. But I think in our heads, we're just like, no, I'm being nice
right.
and deferential. I'm being a good, happy person. Like, it's kind of annoying. Kind of annoying.
As well, when we probably don't even notice it.
Yeah.
Because we do what we all do.
We all do it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. This truth I kept really short and sweet. It's okay to be human because everyone is.
Yes. Which sounds really, of course, I'm going to agree with that 100%. Yeah. But in the three examples you provided mm-hmm. previously, I do not feel that way.
Mm-mm. No. I'm the exception who doesn't deserve
yeah.
this stuff. No. And Crystal alluded to this, which is really good. That always helps me know, like, yeah, I'm on the right track. Like, this was supposed to be said. Being human helps everybody.
Yeah.
Letting people see your everyday imperfect life isn't hurting them. You don't need to apologize for that. It helps them.
Mm-hmm.
When we learn to be vulnerable, authentic, and I put non-Instagrammable in front of others, we chip away at the walls of this dangerous prove-yourself culture yeah. we're in. So I'm asking you to revel in the weeds
mm-hmm.
because that means you chose something of greater value to you.
Right.
You know, I'm not out weeding my lawn because I'm doing something I care about more. Own the stain on your shirt because it means you are caring for your family.
Right.
Smile and say hello to the people waiting to get on the elevator instead of apologizing for existing.
Just right.
Let your humanity show.
Yeah.
Take up the space. Do you want tips?
I need tips.
I need
clearly
tips too.
I need tips. This is a little painful, right?
I know. You never knew. I mean, and this, you guys, this was a bonus one. This one wasn't even going to exist.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you how fast this one got written.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like 45 minutes and done. And that is that these take days.
Right.
This just flew, which means God gave it to me.
Yeah.
Like this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, honey, you're doing this.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not ready to start that next series yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tip number one, just become more aware.
Yeah.
Hear yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, we don't know. We don't realize it. How many times a day are you apologizing, especially for things like being in and look for patterns like. Is it for being imperfect?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for taking up space?
Right.
Is it for unavoidable inconveniences? Okay. Just maybe you do have a pattern. Maybe there's a deeper thing for you.
Yeah, I think I apologize more than 8 to 10 times a day.
Yeah, that might be conservative. I mean, and that might be conservative. That might be taking into account mm-hmm. men of the world.
Right.
Lowering our average thereby a bit. Okay. I really like this one. Change your language.
Okay.
Okay, they said try things like excuse me or hi. Now, I'll get deeper into here.
Okay.
Now, CNBC. See, this you know when it's like, oh, hey. Okay, CNBC had a few ideas. If a colleague catches a spelling error in one of your emails, say, thank you for catching that.
Right.
Instead of, oh, I'm so sorry I made this mistake.
Right.
Just thank you for catching that. Or like someone said, like if you're late, just be like, thanks for waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. I don't say it, but I've heard it before.
Exactly. Same.
Maybe I'll start.
If you're in a crowded room and someone is impatiently trying to push their way through, say, oh, here, let me get out of your way. If all six of us, my family,
I get it,
are using the one filling station at a restaurant and another family is behind us, next time I might try saying, oh, thanks for waiting, uh-huh, instead of apologizing for filling the drink I paid for.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Which, by the way, everybody expects to go be in a line.
Right. I feel overwhelming guilt.
No, I understand completely.
It's the stupidest thing on earth. I think this is the most important one. Ask yourself why you feel guilt for whatever you're apologizing for and be brutally honest. Mm-hmm. This is going to be eye-opening. Mm. This is when I dug into the things like the bumping into the lady at Disneyland or right, filling up the cup. Like, what am I really saying?
Right.
What do I feel guilty about? Why am I apologizing? Why? It's going to be different for everybody.
Right.
But be honest with yourself. Stop assuming people are upset with you.
Right.
Most people aren't thinking about you.
No, they're not. They're thinking about them.
Switching this mindset and removing this confirmation bias could change your life. Mm-hmm. Because we're apologizing, especially to strangers in situations, because we're assuming they're going to get mad and there's going to be some kind of disruption. And so we look for it. Just stop. Just stop.
Right.
I like this one too. Find other ways to express your compassion and kindness without overusing the word sorry. Because mm-hmm, if it really is born out of, I just want to be nice to people, I want to mm-hmm, be seen as a really nice person, find a more productive way to show it.
Well, I liked your word, say hello.
Yeah, like if you're getting off the elevator, don't apologize for being honest. Be like,
good
okay,
morning, have a great day.
Yeah. I like that. I like what my kids said that. We were walking along, like, I really like it when strangers are friendly to us. Huh. It's like, I do too.
Maybe we
should be the friendly strangers.
We should be those friendly strangers.
Yeah. That they noticed a whole bunch when we were in Seattle. Like when people would go out of their way to smile or say something. I like the friendly strangers, Mom. Yeah, me too. Maybe there's a lesson there.
Yeah.
All right. You want some real?
Yes.
Oh, that's long. Like I said, this just came. It just flowed. So as I think about the things we most commonly over-apologize for, my heart hurts because we're apologizing away our humanity. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry my house is a mess implies we're sorry for not living up to imaginary high standards. Mm-hmm. And that suggests we probably have a problem with comparison.
Right.
The, oh, I'm sorry, and quick darting out of the way from a view or an experience that you're enjoying, mm-hmm, that's me, implies that your time, your money, your enjoyment, your experience isn't worth as much as someone else's.
Right.
You may not be saying it, but running all through that apology is the undercurrent of either I don't deserve this, or keeping this stranger from being mad at me is more important than the moment I'm experiencing.
Right.
We're sorry we're not perfect. We're sorry we take up space. We're sorry we're not available to do everything every person we know asks of us. Mm-hmm. We're sorry we can't do it all. We're sorry all the time because we're worried you don't like us. We're worried you're mad. We're worried we aren't living up to the imaginary expectations in our head. Mm-hmm. We're worried we're not doing a good enough job, that we're not doing enough, that we're just not enough.
Right.
Now, perfectionism, people-pleasing, removing our boundaries, making ourselves small, and denying ourselves the opportunity to be fully present is bondage. Mm. And we will never be free. We absolutely need to apologize when we've hurt somebody,
yes,
broken a commitment, broken yes, trust, mm-hmm, or made a mistake that impacted someone else.
Right.
And we apologize to God and to those we've hurt when we've done wrong.
Right.
But if you're apologizing for not being perfect, for not being pleasing to everyone, for being incapable of doing everything, for having a shifting capacity, for protecting your boundaries, for making a choice that's right for your family, for saying no, for enjoying an experience, uh-huh, and for all of those little tiny things we apologize for without thinking about it, like standing or being in the same space someone else is in,
right,
we need to stop. I believe that at the heart of our over-apologizing is people-pleasing. Mm-hmm. And the heart of a people-pleaser is focused on the worth, love, and approval we receive from people. It feels good to be approved of by others, and we don't like it when anyone's upset with us.
Right.
But the truth is our hearts are never going to be 100% safe in the hands of people. Mm-mm. We will never discover our true worth when we're gauging it by the way other people treat us and respond to us. And as long as our hearts and minds are consumed with pleasing others, we will never walk in the joy and freedom that only comes from knowing we are fully loved as is. Jesus loves us when we're having one of those elusive best days, when everything goes to plan and gets done and we manage to have fun.
Right.
And he loves us on the days where all we could manage was pouring everyone a bowl of cereal and putting on Paw Patrol.
Right.
He loves us when our yards are beautiful and when they're full of weeds. Mm-hmm. He loves us when we're standing in front of the same brand of green beans the grumpy lady also wants. He loves us when we're not able to help with the bake sale, mm-hmm. and when we're not interested in the new community program that overly eager Facebook friend keeps bothering you about. Mm-hmm. He loves us for having big feelings, and he loves us when we're unmoved by something making the person next to us feel. He loves us when we can and when we can't, no matter what, always.
Always.
So stop apologizing for being human, for taking up space, for having needs, because you matter and you're worthy and you're loved.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sorry I told you. All right. Thanks for being here through this series. This was fun's the wrong word.
Yes.
Good, productive, growing.
Life-changing.
That's the best.
That's the thing is we want to change. We want to grow.
It's going to hurt. Growth hurts. Growth but always hurts. It's better on the other side.
It is.
It's better. All right. Come back next week. New series.
Yay.
We love you. Thanks.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.